It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
State Representative Virgil Osborne, 2nd District Republican, representing a lot of Douglas County in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you are here. You're not in Salem, but as it turns out, very few are going to be today. Talk about the next move in this never-ending special session.
Yeah, it's interesting. That all kind of came as a surprise yesterday. So the House, we've already sine died, so we are not, we're not meeting regularly on the floor because we've already passed the bill. The tax bill, gas tax bill, has already passed the House. The Senate was next in line, and then, of course, Senator Gorsuch was not doing well in his recovery, so they've postponed the vote till today. But then I heard last night we got a press release saying that now it's postponed until legislative days at the end of the month. So who knows? There's a lot of talk out there. There's also a lot of talk amongst, I know Senator Meek had a town hall, and I don't think it went great for him. I think there's some people that are on the fence about voting for this bill, as they should be, because this is a pretty horrible bill.
And so right now, another kind of wait-and-see situation, a little unprecedented.
It is. I don't believe it's ever happened in the history of our government. But every day that goes by is another day closer to doubt. People are starting to doubt the bill. You know, those of us that are voting on it. Of course, I wasn't for the bill to start with. But I think every day that goes by is another day that our governor loses a chance of passing the biggest tax bill in the history of Oregon.
And now a couple of days or a couple of weeks to wait, essentially. Well, not quite that long, but close to it. And I know technically the Senate has got to meet briefly, like every third day, right?
Yeah, you can only go to keep session actually in session. You have to meet every third day, and that's what they're doing. They're gaveling in and gaveling out every third day just to keep the thing extended. Now here's the sad part about this. This cost you know, senators and representatives get paid $178 a day for a stipend pay, so to speak, interim pay. It's not interim, actually. It's part of being in session. So they're getting paid $178 a day just to let the governor, you know, postpone this thing out for another 2 weeks. So I don't believe the House is getting paid for for those dollars. I mean, we've already signed and died, so I don't know. But nonetheless, it's a huge waste of taxpayer money. And, you know, one more reason why this is a horrible bill. I mean, we shouldn't be, this is just crazy stuff.
All right, so that is kind of where that stands. Earlier this week, you announced you're running for another term number three. Talk about that decision.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy decision to make, Kyle. I've been able to achieve a lot of stuff. We've done some good things. I feel like I've represented our district well. I'm going to continue to do it. I love what I do. I mean, people that I talk to on a regular basis are happy with the performance that I've done. And, you know, my voting record shows that I am definitely voting in favor of rural Oregon and voting with Douglas County, of course, being pretty darn conservative. And you know, it's all about the people I represent. This has never been about anything. There's no ego involved in this. I'm not that great of a politician when it comes to that, because it's not about me. It's about the people I represent, and I would be happy to do it for another 2 years.
Now, is this kind of early to make the announcement?
Well, a little bit early, but in September, let's see, last Thursday, I think it was the first day that you could actually file, and I went ahead and filed on day one, because my intention is to continue forward. There may be some future runs moving up the ladder in hopes as we go down the road, but, you know, I'm living, learning, and doing the job as we go, and every year that I do this, I learn a little bit more, and I understand how the House works and the Senate works, and, you know, we'll see where we go from here.
What is the most gratifying part of being a representative in the legislature?
I think the most gratifying part for me is to come back to the district and talk to the folks in the district and them to say, hey, look, thank you for representing us. So we do get a lot of, you know, thankful. People are thankful that for the things that we do, we say, the money we bring back. I mean, you know, of course, the Veterans Home, $35 million was a big deal. But also this year was we brought back $500,000 for Sutherland Fire. That's a huge deal. And other projects, Cancer Center, $176,000. And I realize those are dollars that, you know, people say, well, those are our tax dollars. Well, those are part of the Christmas industry bill. So that money is either going to go to Portland or it's going to come to Douglas County. Where would you rather it go? It's going somewhere. And I very gratifying know that I can help our county and help our district.
And going to legislative days, now it's supposed to start on the 29th. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be kind of put on hold until the special session segment gets done?
Well, they don't have an agenda out for that yet, so I don't really know how that's going to work out. My guess is they'll probably just come in, gavel in, and take the vote right off, because there are a lot of hearings scheduled. Of course, we have our committee meetings are already, they have been scheduled. So nothing in that schedule says anything about floor session. So we'll find out.
So it's kind of a hurry up and wait.
It is. It's a real fiasco. It's something our governor has allowed to happen. And frankly, it's embarrassing. I think as a Oregonian, we should all be embarrassed as to what our legislature's doing right now, because this is just ridiculous.
And the fact that the Democratic passage hinges on the vote of someone who's still in the hospital tells you just how close that is right now.
Absolutely. And it was just that close in the House, too. I mean, we had one Republican that switched teams in the middle, and then we had one Democrat that voted no. So it only won by one vote. And reality of it is, if this was good for Oregonians, then people would be happy to show up. There'd be, you know, the vote would be bipartisan, but it's not. This is a horrible bill for Oregonians. It's going to cost Oregonians thousands of dollars and actually billions. And you know, it's really sad that they're going to force that through.
Now, the governor delayed potential layoffs for the Oregon Department of Transportation. So this kind of leaves everything there a bit in limbo.
It does. There never was a reason to lay off anybody. There's plenty of money to do what needs to be done. And then all they have to do, for one thing, we have the emergency fund, which is there's a precedent for using that in the past. It could be used to keep people working until we have a chance to sit down at the table and redo this whole thing. The Republican Party had a plan that did not raise taxes, kept all services at levels they are today, and didn't lay off a single person. Governor absolutely refused to hear it.
So what else is ahead on your schedule as a member of the legislature?
Lots of events. Yesterday I was in Portland for a hydrogen, Northwest Hydrogen Fuel Conference. I was on the kind of a panel of speakers. I have a lot of that kind of stuff coming up. And then, of course, legislative days, we'll have our committee meetings. And we'll start to hear introductions to new bills. I don't have a whole lot of new bills that I'm pushing yet. But we'll start to hear what's going on for the short session. And hopefully the short session is much less of a horrible show than the long session was.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
8:39 at the Morning Report.